Immigration rights are also in the headlines right now with the news of the recent lawsuit filed by Juan Manuel Montes. Montes is believed to be the first immigrant protected from deportation under a policy known as DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, to be deported during the Trump administration. He's suing the federal government for deporting him despite being approved to stay in the country under this Obama administration policy. And KJZZ's Carrie Young is with us in the studio now. So, Carrie, we just heard your story about Phoenix Union High School District's community resource fairs. So when the first of this week's forum was underway, news of Montes's deportation had just hit the headlines. Was this a big topic of discussion among the people who were there?
Well, among the advocacy groups that were there, it was definitely something that they touched on. We heard from Karina Ruiz with the Arizona Dream Act Coalition in my story just now. Her reaction in the piece, especially to hearing those details that he signed papers and answered agent questions, was what struck me the most. She explained that he had the right to refuse to do most all of that. If he had just known that, he could be in a very different situation right now.
The authorities are going to, you know, insist in you doing something that's going to make their job easier. And we don't have to do that, right? So that's the message to people. It's like they need to learn what their rights are, and they don't have to sign or say anything that's going to incriminate them.
Now, some of the latest news being reported on Montes's case is that federal officials are now walking back claims that his DACA status was expired, as they originally explained. Homeland Security officials are also now saying that Montes voluntarily left the U.S. for Mexico. The White House has also weighed in recently. Spokesman Sean Spicer says the situation is, quote, being looked at, and that, quote, the facts are not completely out yet.
So what about the families and students that you met there? Was this news something that was worrying them?
Well, no one that I spoke to mentioned this case specifically, but you could really tell that there was a lot of anxiety in the community in general. Elisa, who gave me only her first name, said this legal crash course, if you will, was empowering for her, especially during a time when a lot of her fellow community members are facing uncertain futures. Here's how she explained it to me.
When the president won, They cry and they say that we must go back to our country, and I say, well, don't go, stay. You need to know what's going to happen after, and with all this information, I can support them more.
That's Phoenix resident Elisa talking to KJZZ's Carrie Young. Carrie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Lauren.